Then we have Ralph Giles. He's working on a audio and video encoder. The audio part is known as the Ogvorbis encoder. Now there's a new video codec coming up.
Yeah, so I'm with Ziforg Foundation, XIPH, and I guess the reason we exist is to create an alternative to proprietary multimedia formats. So we sort of do MPEG's job if MPEG didn't encumber all their standards with software patents. So there's sort of it's very important to have free software implementations of codecs, both as a documentation of how they work and to make sure that there's open access and access to people who can't afford to pay the royalties that people demand for proprietary software. But in jurisdictions where there are software patents, just having a free software implementation of a format doesn't help, because the actual idea that the codec is based on is owned by somebody. And so certainly we need to fight software patents in jurisdiction as much as we can, but those of us who have to live with it can also try and work around the problem. So we develop specifications and open source reference implementations for audio and video compression and make it available as open source software. Free software began as a rebellion against proprietary software. Richard Stallman got mad that he couldn't fix the problems in the code and created an alternative. So we're trying to do the same thing, create an alternative not just to the copyright control on proprietary software, but also on the patent control on proprietary formats. And it's harder because you can't just, with open source software it's easy, you can just re-implement the same thing from scratch and you're fine, but with patents you have to find a new way to do the same thing. Unfortunately, we've been fairly successful doing that. Ziforg Foundation was founded in about 1999. We're mostly a volunteer organization. We've had sort of one full-time developer for the last 3 years and 10 to 100 people who help out in various capacities. We do get occasional support and funding through donations, both popular people just contributing to help out and corporate, real networks, and a startup in Barcelona called Fluendo.com have donated a lot to help us get the video stuff going. And we have quite a family of codecs now. There's Ogvorbis, which probably most of you have heard of, Og files for audio. It's sort of an MP3 replacement. Since then, we've gotten some new codecs donated. There's Speaks, developed by Jean-Marc Valin at the University of Sherbrooke in Canada. And that's a voice codec, sort of like GSM, like you'd use in a cell phone, but it's free. GSM is not free. If you live in the United States, you can't decode GSM on your computer. So you can use Speaks instead, and it's higher quality. There's FLAC, a free lossless audio codec. So it's sort of like GZIP optimized for audio. So it can reduce audio files from one half to one third their size without losing any quality at all. So that's helpful if you're trying to ship around your masters for other people to remix and things like that. And then we have a new codec called Theora that was donated by a company called Onto. It's based on the VP3 format that they developed, and we've extended it to make it better. So I guess that's why we exist, is just to challenge the software patent problem. It's important to have projects like MPlayer and FFmpeg to provide open source and free software implementations of proprietary codecs. But it's also important to have an alternative that you can use legally in places where MPlayer is not legal. So that's what we do. And I'd urge everybody to use free codecs where you can. If we're trying to create a digital commons, which is what this thing is about, we need to be able to use something that everyone in the commons can participate with. So that's all.
Okay.